Hello, this is Abigail from Opinion Research. We are conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Exeter County. Would you have a few minutes to help us out?
I'm sorry, say all that again?
Yeah, I'm sorry. We are conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Exeter County. It's a survey.
For who?
Pretty much to... Because we need to get some information about that, and if you can help us.
Who is conducting the survey?
I am sorry, I just work for Opinion Research. I am unable to provide that information.
Oh, what company is it?
Opinion Research.
Opinion Research. Is there a parent company that you're aware of?
I just work for the company, sir. I am unable to provide any more information. But if you disagree to the survey, it's okay. It's voluntary.
I don't disagree. So what's your name?
And my name is Abigail.
Abigail. Well, my name is Brian. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. If you agree, we can proceed. It's just a few questions, and we would appreciate it. So, are you registered to vote in Exeter County?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Generally, do you think that things in Exeter County are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track?
Hang on.
Yeah.
Ask me that again.
Yes. Do you think that things in Exeter County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
Exeter County who?
Okay, let me read it back to you. Generally, do you think that things in Exeter County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
You mean things in general?
Yes, in general.
I don't really know.
Okay. If you're not sure, it's okay. You can continue.
Do you work from home?
Yeah, I'm so sorry for the noise.
No, it's okay. You got kids?
I do.
Okay.
I really apologize for that.
No, it's okay. They sound like they're having fun.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, if you're not sure, we can proceed to the next question. It's going to be something quick. I would appreciate your time. Okay?
Sure.
Okay, the next question says, what is the most important issue facing Exeter County? For you.
Oh, Lord. I don't know. What are the most popular answers?
Like education, poor economy, poor leadership, managing growth, development, poverty, crime and drugs, high cost of living. Those are like samples. That's an open question.
Probably right now, traffic.
Okay.
There's so many people that die on the roads right now.
Okay. Thank you very much.
So where do you live, Abigail? Do you live here in West Texas?
Yeah, that's information that I cannot really provide, sir. I really apologize.
Okay.
Yes,
okay. Sounds like English is your second language. Hey.
Yeah, definitely it is. Okay.
Sabe, hey, español es mi lengua segunda también.
Oh,
so
you have
yo soy gringo, pero, you know, yo try to.
But your Spanish is really good.
Oh, muchas gracias. Thank you. Yo trabajo en mi... I worked at my job for 12 years, and it's you know, Hispanic owned. So, aprender mucho.
You can definitely say it's your second language too, because it is, it's really good.
Thank you very much. Okay, all right. I'm sure you're busy. Next question.
Okay. The next question says, how would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I mean, we have, for some people it's great, and for some people it's terrible. We have so many new Cuban migrants, and I mean, man, people take advantage of them so much lately. It's just, like, we have a very, very, very poor diaspora. I mean, the immigrants that are displaced from their homeland. But, I mean, for me, it's okay. I mean,
it's good.
For who? Who? For me, yes. But for everybody else, no.
Okay, thank you. Well, actually, I need to know your opinion in this case, right?
No, I don't think that's good. Just because I'm doing well, I don't think a lot of people are here.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, the next question says, 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Exeter County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
About the same.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I'll quit giving you a hard time and just answer the question.
No, you're fine. Okay, the next one says, okay, how concerned, I'm sorry?
No, you're good, go on.
Okay, thank you. All right, how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Exeter County?
I am
very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned.
For myself, not concerned at all.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Exeter County. You can rate it as excellent, good, fair, or poor, okay? So the first one says, offering job opportunities in your field?
Good.
Thank you. Availability of affordable housing?
No, there's no affordable housing. It does not exist here. The worst. Absolutely not.
So that's, would you say it's poor? Okay.
Is there something worse than poor?
Okay. All right. How would you rate the quality of the public schools?
Poor. Nothing worse than poor, right? Just to make sure. Just to clarify.
Don't worry. This is confidential completely. Okay. A shared vision, how would you rate a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth?
Ask me that one more time.
Sure. How would you rate a shared vision and effective plans for economic development?
A shared what?
A shared vision.
Vision. Like that?
Yeah.
Poor.
Okay. The availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music, how would you rate it?
Poor.
Thank you. How would you rate public safety and low crime?
Poor. There's no public safety and high crime.
Okay. Thank you very much for that answer. Next one says, how would you rate the availability of quality healthcare?
Good. There's a lot of hospitals here.
Okay. And how would you rate the effective leadership from elected officials?
poor, terrible. No, they are.
Okay. Okay. How would you rate having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
Four.
Okay, thank you. How would you rate natural beauty and physical setting?
Well, absolutely the worst ever. This is the worst place on earth.
Okay. How would you rate public transportation?
Non-existent.
Okay.
I don't know where you live, but here is pretty bad. This is the worst place on earth. You can Google it. Look at Odessa, Texas. It's flat, terrible. It's polluted.
Oh, I understand.
Okay. No, you don't. But go on, Abigail. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. It's okay. All right. So how would you rate being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
No, four.
Four. Okay. How would you rate the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, in nature?
Four.
Four. And how would you rate welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
Poor, unfortunately. I feel so sorry for all of these Cuban immigrants that are, people take advantage of them, and terrible.
Okay.
A shame.
I appreciate your question, your answers. I'm sorry. Okay, so don't worry. We're going to move to the next question. I really appreciate your time so far. Now, please rate Exeter County as a place to live for the following types of people. Okay, you can rate it as excellent, good, fair, or poor. Okay, so how would you rate it for retirees?
Excellent.
Thank you. How would you rate it for people living below the poverty line?
Poor, terrible, the worst, lowest rating.
Okay. How would you rate it for young, single people?
The worst.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not young anymore, but.
Okay. How would you rate it for entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Four.
Thank you. How would you rate it for recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Four.
Thank you. How would you rate it for people like you?
Four.
Thank you. How would you rate it for racial and ethnic minorities?
Poor.
Okay.
The
How
worst.
Would you rate it? Okay. How would you rate it for immigrants from other countries?
I think we both know what I'm going to say. Yes.
Okay.
Four.
Okay. And how would you rate it for families with children?
You know, if they're rich and white, it's fine.
Okay.
But poor.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. All right. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Exeter County? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Are you talking about for me or for everybody?
Overall quality of life. That's pretty much general.
Poor.
Poor. Okay. Thank you very much. We are 60% complete. That's almost done. Okay. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Exeter County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Deteriorate.
Thank you. What is the primary reason that you think the quality of life will deteriorate? Like, for example, lack of job opportunities, lack of business opportunities, poor general economic conditions in the area, poor educational opportunities for children or others, poor leadership, vision, and action from local government in addressing major issues, lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities, will remain dependent on oil and gas industry, environmental concerns, crime and drugs, cost of living, illegal immigration. What is the primary reason?
All, every single thing you said is a reason why things would deteriorate around here, except for immigration. I mean, it's in the Declaration of Independence that we should accept immigrants. Give us your poor, give us, you know. But everything else is like there's poor leadership. They are corrupt. The educational system is terrible around here. They don't pay teachers enough. They censor everything. I mean, all of those reasons except for illegal immigration, which is not a problem. I mean,
okay. So, from one of the, from those ones that I read, what would you think would be the primary? Like, I understand you say that all of them except for the illegal immigration, but can you select just one of those?
Oh, Lord. Just pick one for me. I can't okay. Even.
Okay. Thank you.
Whichever
okay.
one you think. I got your back on that one. Because they're all really important. It's terrible out here. With Republican run, and it's just so backwards. We're 20 years behind culturally. They're trying to ban abort. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. I mean, I understand. I'm listening to you. Okay. Let me move on to the next question, okay? Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Would you say very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat familiar, yes.
Thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Would you say very confident? Sorry?
Not confident at all.
Thank you. Okay. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? Like, very familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
Thank you. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County?
Not very confident.
Okay. Would you say not too confident, right?
That is correct.
Thank you. Okay. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Would you say very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Not very likely, unfortunately.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. Okay. What is the highest level of education you have completed? Like high school?
I have an associate's degree.
Associate what?
An associate's, it's a 2-year degree.
Okay, so you say some college, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Other.
Other, okay, thank you. What is your age?
I'm 39.
Thank you. Do you have a school-age child living in your household?
No.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Anglo, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, or Asian or other?
Yo soy gringo.
Like white Anglo?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, is your annual household income minus 25,000 or 25,000 to 39,999 or 40,000 to 74,999 or 75,000 and plus?
75,000 plus.
Thank you. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, student, or currently unemployed?
Full-time.
Thank you very much. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, something else? Sorry.
Male.
Thank you. Okay, and the last one is, do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Okay, Brian, I really appreciate your time and your patience and your help. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
All righty, Miss Abigail.
All right. Nice to meet you. You have a nice day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.